I did. I said earlier on that I'd like to actually talk Transnet and my frustrations with the fact that the rail headwinds have been with us for 20 years that I've been watching this economy. But actually what Nick just had to say prompts me in a different direction. It seems like sewage keeps coming up as a massive failure by the DA governments in various parts of the Western Cape and almost exclusively in poor areas. You know, there is an ad going around showing, you know, the road at the border between the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape, quite a charging ad. And yeah, okay, it's a sexy highway and then it turns into a bad road when you get into the Eastern Cape. But now Nick is telling us about, you know, gravelly roads for the basic ratepayer. That, you know, that doesn't happen to be in wealthy pockets. We've got a real problem. And I use the expression of hiding a whole bunch of people behind the mountain, but we kind of do. Every showing or photo of Cape Town is always from one particular angle. And it seems as though in the incumbent is constantly telling us about getting things done from a particular angle. I had really hoped that because we were speaking about a smaller pocket and that we were speaking about maybe a more rural part of a city, or of the broader municipality or greater Cape Town in Worcester, Breda Valley and the like, that we were going to see it's easier to implement with a smaller population. But apparently it is actually a part of their makeup. It seems to be a part of the DNA of how things get run here, that necessarily the impoverished are excluded from getting the delivery of services that they deserve. And as a principle, I don't know if we can stand by that. It's really disappointing. I have a loud voice. I live a privileged life, so I get responses. But some of the emails that we receive on the most basic things and get copied on, blind copied on, that just kind of just lay in inboxes from voices that are slightly smaller, that might not be amplified, that might not be as wealthy and as influential, certainly leave much to be desired. So I wish Nick very well in his mayoral candidacy in Breda Valley and for the Breda Valley independence in general. And I feel quite strongly about that.